Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM. My name is Mpho Mokou. Thank you so much, my family, for tuning in this afternoon on Spectrum. Hope you're having a great day thus far, today being the 23rd of April. Be safe on the road and look forward to having a beautiful weekend. Right now, I'm crossing over, connecting with Kim Webster, founder of Webster Biz, to speak to us about how they have faith in God and, you know, seeing the plight of communities during the COVID-19 pandemic has really inspired their journey into entrepreneurship. Kim, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit, and how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Mpho. I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity and welcome to your listeners.
Oh, I'm so glad to have been connected to you. Your story is such an inspiring story, I must say. Starting a business in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, that sounds crazy, right?
It does indeed.
Tell us, how did you decide to make such a bold faith move?
Well, it actually started obviously way before the pandemic, you know, when God lays something on your heart, it is there, and sometimes we are slow to respond, and sometimes fear holds us back from responding as well.
Okay.
And that is definitely, you know, where I found myself. I had this burning, I've been in consulting before, and I had this burning desire to get back into, you know, what I'm passionate about and releasing my skills, particularly for social impact. Mm. And some life changes happened in the family during 2019, which, you know, put that fear factor and made me hold back on the decision. And of course, then COVID happened in March of 2020, and then you have even more reason to yield to fear.
Yeah.
But you know, what happened during the pandemic in particular was this, as you would have known and probably experienced, this constant plight of people needing assistance, people needing help, not just, you know, with what we were very aware of, the food relief, but businesses were suffering and they needed support.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, you know, one of the major tipping points for me, where I just felt this nudge from God even more so to respond to the call and go back to what He has laid on my heart to do. And so, yeah, September 2020 is when I decided to leave or in the contract that was obviously quite stable and launched full-time back into consulting.
Wow.
My sister-in-law had been consulting on her own, and I mean, we'll probably talk a little bit about her journey as well, but we decided then to bring our skills together and form Webster Biz.
Sure.
Particularly on a faith move.
Amazing. But then what is it exactly that you do at Webster Biz Consulting?
So we are a consulting business that focuses on communication strategies, corporate social investment strategies. That's my side of the business, my side of the skills and project management. And then Ruth, my business partner, she's actually got a master's in philosophy, management coaching. She's got a post-grad in leadership and a human resources degree. So she's got a very strong people development focus. And therefore, with her skills and experience, we also offer training and coaching.
So, Kim, as someone who really loves the Lord, you believe in God so much, you have faith. How do you then get to balance, you know, between your faith and you know, you look at people around you or the world's way of doing business? How do you keep yourself on track, you know, to say, I have faith, God is good, and I know this will work out well?
Yeah. Listen, Paul, firstly, I mean, our values of our business, you know, it's front and center of what we do. Our values are passion, efficiency, commitment, service to others, and then to lead with courage. And when you look at leading with courage, you know, that is where you've got to very boldly stand for Christ. In a world that tends to want to bend the rules. And especially at a time like this, when so many businesses have been suffering, they try and go for those options where the rules are slightly bent, where they can have a way out. And so we have put that statement out there that we will lead with courage. So we will say no when things don't sit well with us. We will turn away from opportunities that we don't feel God has ordained. And if it doesn't lead back to service to others, if it doesn't lead back to social impact and real development of people, we won't, you know, partake of that. And so that is one of the ways in which we keep ourselves grounded and anchored in our faith, but we also have an opportunity to live it out and show people kingdom culture, that as much as making money is awesome, serving others is better, and God will bring the reward after that.
Amen. Sure. My family, if you just tuned in, I'm chatting to Kim Webster this afternoon on Spectrum. She's the founder of Webster Biz, and this afternoon she's speaking on how she has seen have faith in God, you know, during this time with the pandemic has really came through for her. Now, Kim, you know, I think a lot of people, we know that business is tough. It's not such an easy thing, you know, especially when you are doing it on your own, starting something from the ground. Are there any particular lessons on your journey, you know, that could inspire our listeners this afternoon? You know, what are some of the things they can do, look out for, or how can they keep themselves on track?
Paul, that is an awesome question. And, you know, I think the first thing that I want to say that has really been, again, an enlightening moment for me is the value of relationship, you know, and credibility in relationships. One of the key things that has sort of propelled our business during this pandemic was the fact that we could go back to past clients with whom we have solid relationships, never burned bridges, always demonstrated integrity, and confidently go back to them and say, look, I'm here to serve you. And on the back of that, they were willing to trust and give us business. So first thing is relationships. Really don't underestimate the value of that.
True.
Secondly, is, you know, leaning into God in terms of doors that he has already opened. You know, because we can so often go and knock on doors that those are not meant for us in the first place.
Yeah.
And one of the scriptures, you know, when we were praying over our business, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, that scripture says, wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. And for us as a partnership, that has really been our anchor, is to learn to lean into God and to go where his name is being honored and where he has opened the door, because then he will bring the blessing.
Yeah.
And you do what is possible and you do your best. You be excellent at that, really demonstrate excellence and integrity. And then God can trust you to steward the resources that he wants to make available to you.
Sure. Wow. Sure. That's beautiful. And that's how you keep yourself motivated on a day-to-day basis.
100%. That's the only way we do it.
So, Kim, if our Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you or follow your work or what you guys do at Webster Biz, how can our listeners get hold of you?
So one of the easiest ways, in port, to get hold of us is obviously via our website,
okay,
which is www.websterbiz, and that's B-I-Z.
Okay.
.co.za. We are also on LinkedIn, Webster Biz Consulting on LinkedIn, as well as on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, Webster Biz Consulting. So those are easy ways to get hold of us. And then, of course, if they want to make contact by email, they can reach us on admin@websterbiz.co.za.
Okay, sure. Yeah, ne? You guys mean business.
Definitely. You know what, Timpo? I was speaking to somebody yesterday about business meetings that, you know, we were having, where so many business owners are carrying heavy loads. They are not... they're just not happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're going to resource the kingdom, we need to be flourishing at what we do.
True.
We need to be content at what we do, but we need to be successful. And so from that perspective, there's a lot of work to be done, and we are 100% ready to put hands to the plow.
Sure. Thank you so much, Kim, for connecting with us. We wish you all the best with your business, and may God, you know, indeed come through for you guys.
Thank you so much, Mpo. And once again, thank you to your listeners for allowing us into their home.
Okay. Have yourself a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And family, that was Kim Webster, founder of Webster Biz, speaking on how her faith in God, you know, just after seeing the plight of communities during the COVID-19 pandemic, and that really inspired their journey into entrepreneurship. And you can follow them, www.websterbiz.co.za, also on LinkedIn and Facebook as well, Webster Biz Consulting, or she said you can send them an email, admin@websterbiz.co.za. I'll repeat it again. Follow their website. Visit www.websterbiz.co.za. They're also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Webster Biz Consulting. Send an email to admin@websterbiz.co.za. Right now, we're going to play a song. I have Hillsong Worship lined up with a beautiful song. What a beautiful name. And just a reminder, my family, when we go back to our scripture this afternoon, the book of Psalm 111, verse 10, that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise." And indeed, Hillsong Worship on the song, they say, what a beautiful name. And yes, sometimes we don't even know how to praise him. You know, he's a beautiful God. He has a beautiful name. And the name of Jesus is beautiful. And when you read the Psalm 111, verse 10, that reminds you that fearing him is the beginning of all wisdom. And when you follow his precepts, and when you have good understanding, you know, of what God is to you, you know, I think sometimes we tend to forget it. But this is just a reminder of he's a beautiful God. He loves us and he will never fail us. So here is Hillsong Worship this afternoon. What a beautiful name.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.